Blog Talk Radio.
Fire, fire, fire! Don't you feel it burning deep down in your soul? You heard that song where it said that just like Jeremiah, if you try to hold back that fire burning in your spirit, you might fool around and hurt yourself. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And, oh, Lord, His precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah. He is our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Right here on this fire gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically, as well as unequivocally, declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one, beloved, with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. Amen. That includes blessings right here on earth, so don't get it twisted. Some people be running around talking about we acting like we just want this pie in the sky and it don't make no difference what we go through down here. No. The Bible declares that there are blessings waiting on us that in such good measure, if we try to press them down, shaking them together, guess what will happen? They'll be running over in our bosom. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, the gospel experience, will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can become that victorious believer in Jesus Christ, and the world will look at you, know exactly what you've been through, and be dumbfounded and say, wow, there must be a God. Don't you know that God is not a respecter of person? He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. Praise the Lord again and again. I am just excited and happy to be here with you all once again to burn that spirit that's in you and watch that fire gospel rise up in you as God continues to use you to his glory. We will be embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is so well known as the love chapter, where we read the Apostle Paul is declaring his testament of arriving at full grown male maturity. Y'all hear me? He explains that it's a process that continues on throughout our lifetime. And the evidence of it is when those childish ways that we once had have been put away and replaced with our grown man attributes. Many questions have been raised as to the male development and our responsibility. Our families, loved ones, businesses, neighborhoods are in desperate need of mature men to take our rightful places in our homes, neighborhoods, and businesses, as well as society, and guess what? Even our whole world. So we will be discussing man to man. Yeah, we're going to talk about what is a real man and how you will be able to see it for yourself. And it's not going to be just me. My special guest is here. He's owner at Mike's Treehouse and owner of the Single Black Christian on Facebook. What a phenomenal Facebook Christian group that is. Talking about man of God, Mike Walker. He's the founder and creator of that Facebook group. And we're going to be talking about male maturity, man to man. So listen, we've already had prayer. Why don't you get in touch with a friend, family member, coworker, neighbor, anybody that's in your spirit right now that you just know could use some good godly conversation while we praise our God, lift him up high, and then encourage each and every one of you to go higher and to grow further than you've ever gone before. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire.
Just one right. No, no. I remember when he changed my name. From sick to healed, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same. I should be crazy. giving honor to God, who's the head of my life. I want to thank you. If it had not been for you, I could have died last year, thinking about the last tears, thinking about the last time that I called on you, and you came through. I remember when. My God is amazing.
There is just so much that we can say about our God, and I believe that's one of the reasons that God is going to give us eternity to say it, because it's going to take just that long to get it all out. God is amazing. Thank you, man of God. That's new music from Pastor Mike Jr. God is amazing. And yes, 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 I am a witness to that. I clap my hands and I say amen. You tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. I am just happy and excited to be here with you on another beautiful day that, yes, the Lord has made. And he has made it glorious for his pleasing, and we just benefiting from it. Amen. We are going to be talking about man to man with my special guest, talking about a young fired up man of God out of the state of Alabama, Bessemer to be exact. He is a young man that is just, he has so much foresight and he has so much ability to connect with people. I am just happy to be a member of the Facebook group, Single Black Christians, where I met this young man. This group has order. It has structure. And yes, we have those discussions that may turn into debates, but I have not found that contentious, argumentative spirit that I have found in so many other groups. So I see that this is a young man that believes in order, and he just knows how to organize. He has a personality that is pleasing to be around, and I believe that's just the Jesus that's in him. So without any further ado, let me bring in my special guest, man of God, Mike Walker, is here on this Fire Gospel Experience, and we are excited and happy to have him here with us. Yes, we are. Yes. Come on in the room, Brother Mike Walker. Bless you, sir. How are you doing?
To the angel of the church in at Arkansas.
Yes, sir.
I bid you greetings. And well, I am doing fine, sir. I am doing great. And thank you
That's
for
beautiful.
Having me.
That's beautiful. Now, you can tell us church boys, we going to give all the accolades and the acknowledgments. We know the protocol. We're going to keep it proper just the way they raised us too. So listen, man of God, why don't you just go ahead and just give us an introduction on who you are, what motivates you, what drives you, what was it in your life, people, places, and situations that contributed to you being the God man that you are today. Tell us who Mike Walker is.
Well, I'm just a country fella from the state of Alabama. I'm single, not married, never been married, no kids, and when I grew up in the church, and I just have a passion for the single, with Christian singles, trying to get people together. Not only trying to get people to, you know, find their mate, but just how to survive day to day as a Christian single from a Christian perspective.
Amen.
And I grew up with deacons and other men of God, pastors who followed the word, and of course sisters in the church as well, though. So I'm just an humble servant, diaconos. I'm just an humble servant trying to do what I'm supposed to do, and hopefully it's pleasing in the Lord's eyesight.
Amen. I know that's right, brother. We striving to do the best we can, but we realize our limitations, and that helps us to be more and more dependent on God. It keeps us from getting too carried away. When God does bless us and give us some success and some accomplishments, too, we know that there's still some things that we need to tighten up on. We know that we still have our personal struggles that don't nobody know about. but us and the Lord, and that's the way it should be, because if there's some things that get out in public, Brother Mike, people just disown us, and they'll, first thing they'll do is shake their little bony finger in our face, talking about, and you're supposed to be saved. Seems like they just
made
to say that.
Yes, sometimes they just can't wait to say that. Oh, you do this, you smoke cigars. I thought you were saved, or you take a spill. I thought you were supposed to be saved, or you do this.
Yeah.
I thought you were supposed to be saved. Well, ma'am, what did you do? Sir,
hey,
what do you do?
That won't talk about that.
Mm-mm.
You need to mind your own business now. Listen, you know they be looking to see if we stand at the woman that walked by. Oh, Lord Jesus, don't let a wrong word slip out our mouth. We'll never be able to take that back. They'll talk about that, man, until they put us in the ground. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Because we are we are real men.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I was about to say, that made me think about the woman that was caught in the act of adultery.
Come on,
man. They found her, they brought her to Jesus. But I've always asked this question, and I'm going to ask, I may ask the Lord this when I see him. Well, how did they know she was doing that? How did they know? Were they waiting in line for their turn? Or I mean, how did they know? You know, I was just wondering. So,
what you say? On their way to the temple, they was going to make a quick stop.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and she was already had company, and so they got mad.
They got heated.
Got all worked up and then got mad about it. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Mike, we're going to have this good conversation. Our scripture reference is going to be coming from 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and verse 11. And it says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, come on now. Come on, church. When I became a man, guess what we did, Mike? We put away childish things. Now, I'm going to ask you this, good brother. How does that scripture verse hit you? When I just read that, what were some of the things that came to your mind in reference to you going through the process of becoming the mature man that you are?
Well, you were a teenage boy just like I was. Okay. And we had, I'm going to just put this on me. I had a different opinion and a different view on the female side of the human human race, the human species. You know, I didn't have as much respect for them in my younger days do now, as a person who's over the half century mark.
Yes, I'm with you.
I didn't think. I just thought they served one purpose, and that's to satisfy that need. But then, as I got older, women contribute a whole lot to society. Okay?
Yes, they do.
And
yes, they do.
I'm putting away that childish thinking that, a woman's job is just to satisfy me, or I view her as a sex object or what have you. But no, she is, and especially if I'm pursuing her for real. And listen to the key word, I'm pursuing her for real. Well, I'm going after her. I'm courting her for real. Then she's going to be my helpmeet. She's going to be my lifelong partner, And there's, we're together. We're together. Mm. And there were other types of thinking as well. Being responsible.
Uh-oh.
Listen, Brother Ron. Listen, Brother.
Nowadays,
these guys, they tickle me. Our younger brother, millennial, Generation Y.
Yeah.
When I was coming up, most of the men were head of the household.
Yes, sir.
You hear me? They were head of the household. Either they were married to each other or they were cohabitating. The man took it upon himself to provide for that household.
Are
you listening to me? Okay.
I'm listening to every word.
However, fast forward, you know, to Anno Domini 2021, you have, and this is not meant to be a chauvinist statement, but you have more women being the head of the household while the guy is, in other words, the lease is in her name.
Yeah.
If they live in public housing, the lease is in her name.
Yes, sir.
He's there kind of reaping the benefits. You know, he may be working.
Yeah.
He may not be working. If he is working, it might be part-time. I mean, hey, a job is a job, but she's doing the bulk of the work.
Yeah.
Not only she's working 9 to 5 or what have you, then she got to come home and see about the house.
Oh, Lord.
Ignore the fact that he's been there all day. He could have took care of the kids or cleaned up or had dinner ready for her. That's
do
fine.
Something.
But do something. But no, these young fellas have gotten it wrong. And it's partially our fault. You know, you and I, we're Generation X. That's what they consider us, Generation X. And somehow we found ourselves wanting and teaching these young guys on how to be a man, be a real man. A real man is not someone who has many notches on their belt. How many women they've been with?
Come on.
A real man is someone who take care of what they supposed to take care of, you know.
Right.
And guess what? There are some in the generation before you and I, my brother, failed us. That failed us. So with each generation, it gets worse, worse, and worse.
Yeah.
Okay? These generations, they're going to have to take care of us when we get old. Let me change that. When we get older. Okay? So I know you asked that question, what does that scripture mean? That's it. Childish things is realizing that, hey, I'm grown. I got responsibilities. I got to take care of what I need to take care of. That's it.
Well, the funny thing about it is, it's so much to that, Brother Mike, but I'm going to tell you this. I think it started to go downhill in terms of male maturity. I know that we say that the system and the government is against us. We know that there were certain welfare contracts that said that if there's a man in the house, that you won't qualify. So a lot of black men were displaced from families that probably were hardworking men. But then again, there was this childish mentality of not claiming a child. I was one of the ones that grew up without a father. I never knew my father. He walked out on me when I was an infant child. And I need to stick a pin in that right there because I'm still looking for Mark Taylor, and he has family somewhere in Fort Worth, Texas. So if you're listening to this podcast and you in Fort Worth, Texas, and your last name is Taylor, and you have an elder around the age of late 70s or 80 years old, I want you to go to my Facebook page, Ron E. Jefferson, and look at me, and then look at him. And then look back at me, and then look at him again, and then get in touch with me, because that is the father that I've been looking for all my life. So that is a reality. This generation that didn't want to claim me when I was a child, and this generation that you're talking about, Brother Mike, the millennial crowd, have been deceived into thinking that if I can be taken care of, man, I got it going on. they were assuming that this is something to brag about. Like you said, having those notches on our belt about how many women we didn't had sex with. They also believe that if I can have sex with as many women as I can, which is really a shame because if a woman do it, we're going to call her a hoe. Come on, can I just keep it real? Can I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if we do it, we a stud. Double standard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just to show you that there are some men on your side, because I was having a conversation with Brother Mike before we went live, and I told him, I said, Brother Mike, I don't know about you, but I am so sick and tired of these no-good brothers that's abusing women and these lazy brothers that's just living with women because they're giving all good men a bad name. And I'm going to say this, Brother Mike, listen. Do you think that it really is a shortage of good men, or is it a fact that there are a lot of good brothers being overlooked?
Well, there are plenty of good men out there. Listen to me good when I'm about to say, there are plenty of good men out there.
They don't believe it.
Problem is, they don't come in the package that they want us to look like.
Thank you.
Okay? You know.
Thank you.
Sit there. I have a former friend, and I can say it because I doubt she's listening to this show, but I tried with her for years. Hey, let's be a couple. Hey, she didn't like what I looked like. Okay?
Okay. Wow.
But she would go with all these losers, men that belong to someone else.
Yeah.
So you decipher that right there. And at the end of the day, she's by herself.
See that?
Okay. And then want to gripe and complain. Oh, where are all the good men at? Oh, and let's break it down. Where are all the good black men at? And then another disgruntled sister would say, oh, they're either gay or they're in jail. You know? And it's the same old rigmarole all the time. It's the same thing in the groups, not only just my group, but other single groups as well. You know,
sir. You're right.
Something happens, well, that's just like a man. Okay. It's just like a man. And I got a rule in my group that no gender bashing at all.
No, sir.
Both men and women are capable of doing grimy things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's not just a man thing. It's not just a woman thing. Everybody's capable of doing. So, and I want to say this while it's on my mind.
Say it.
While we're talking about not claiming children, what have you. As you know, this is not a new thing, obviously.
No, it's not.
It's not a new thing. Let's look at our parents, or go back further, our parents' parents, okay? And we might be talking about 1950s, 1940s, or what have you. Well, they were doing that stuff then, except, you know, Mr. Joe was married to Miss Sarah. Then every once in a while, Mr. Joe go across town and see Miss Virginia. Or across the street. And get this run and visit his family he got with her.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you hear me? And Miss Sarah at home, she knew about it. But back then, they stayed together because she had to take care of her baby.
Yeah.
This isn't something new.
Yeah. And sad to say, they stayed together because they were being intimidated. They were being abused. So a lot of abusive men were using fear and violence to keep women there. So we are just saying all this to the listeners because when the good brothers that are being overlooked, speak about our issues, we get so much pushback. The sisters just don't want to hear it. They make excuses. Anytime we say, well, women will do this, this, and this, and that's a concern. That's a legitimate concern that
mm-hmm.
we have. We're not trying
mm-hmm.
to bash. We're not trying to beat nobody
mm-hmm.
up. We just want to talk
mm-hmm.
about the things that we go through, because it may be a surprise to some of y'all, but guess what? Men go through things, too.
Yeah,
it's not just
yeah.
women.
And then
we'll get this pushback, and so we don't get a chance to voice what is our concern so that we can have better relationships. And then it gets to the point where it feels like, you know, we're not being respected. We can't reach a happy medium, because women are always voicing their pain, and our pain, what we go through, gets dismissed. So it's sad to say they incorrectly will sometimes look at us in the same company as people, I'm going to say men from the past that have given them a hard time. What I'm saying
mm-hmm.
in short is that sometimes I think women will mislabel us, and they won't recognize
mm-hmm.
that we're actually on their side. They will just
mm-hmm.
see us as a male gender and then assume that what we're saying, we got something behind it. We don't have nothing behind it other than we're just trying to reach solutions. We're just trying to find somebody that we can be compatible with, somebody that we can be happy with. But I believe, Mike, that there are still so many women out there that are still hurt from past relationships that they're not open-minded enough to hear us, because it'll be like setting off a trigger in their mind. If certain things are said, emotionally, they just get real defensive real quick. And anything we say is just like Charlie Brown's teacher. Womp, 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 womp,
womp.
They can't hear a word we're saying. And the
unless
more
it's something negative.
The more that we try to reach them to get our point heard, it seems like the more that they get defensive. And so how do we overcome this communication gap, Brother Mike? Do you have any suggestions? Because I'm still trying to figure it out.
Well, the best I could suggest is that both sides have to listen.
Yes,
you know, it's an old saying I go by, you know, listen as twice as much as you speak.
Okay.
You know, and you have to listen. You have to listen to what the other person is saying, even if you have a heated gripe against them. Because guess what? They may say something that you may like, you know what? You're right. I did do this, or I could have did that. You know, communication, as old as this may sound, and this isn't a new concept, communication, and especially the part where you listen, is the key. You have to listen. Because, you know, most time when people come to you with their problems and you may not have a solution, you're like, dang, well, what do I say or what do I do? Well, wasn't meant for you to say anything. Sometimes, most of the time, 90% of the time, they just want someone to listen to them. That's all.
I got you.
And that's how this goes. We just sit there and listen. That's all. Listen. Stop with the accusation. Stop with stereotyping. Like I said, just like a man to do this, or all men cheat. Or when I saw a meme the other day, and I'm going to talk about this on my Tuesday show, and it said, do all men cheat, or did all the men cheat on you? Okay?
Yeah, that's good.
Do all men cheat, or did they just cheat on you? So,
that's good.
Communication is the key. So.
Yeah. Now, I'm glad you said that, Mike, because I'm over here taking notes, because I was really starting to get off into everything that we said was just a warm-up. It was just an introduction. We were just breaking ground so that we can get to this point right here about what makes up a real man? What are some of the characteristics? And you said it. You started it off, and you didn't even know it. That's letting me know that Holy Spirit God is in the room, and he's leading this conversation. Communication, listeners, we listen. We don't mind listening. But every now and then, can you hold point A before you run straight to point B? Because, quite frankly, sisters, you all can continue to talk. You will go from one point to the next. Now, we're trying to hold our thought on point A, and you already at point C. So we're trying to be patient. We don't mind listening. But sometimes sisters get so involved in the conversation, it's almost like a faucet that you open up and the spigot, and you open it up wide, and it just keeps flowing and keeps flowing. We understand, like you just said, Brother Mike, women are looking for real men. Real men do listen. Real men do pay attention. Real men are considerate and have no problem with communicating. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to set a precedent for you all to be able to determine a real brother from these fraudulent brothers that are just masquerading as men. I'm going to say this too. And I'm going to take this straight to my next point, Brother Mike, because we're on the roll right now. I'm going to say real men are consistent. Hello? Real men stay the same. We don't fluctuate. We don't go up and down and then down and up. Everybody has their own idiosyncrasies. Everybody has their own little quirks and habits. But what I'm saying to you sisters is we already know about red flags. But you know what, Brother Mike? God revealed to me, just like a stop sign, we're not paying attention to the yellow flag. Because when we're at a traffic light, it's green, and it turned yellow, that don't mean stop. That means slow down and prepare to stop.
Yeah.
So many of us are not paying attention to things that may seem a little bit unusual that got my attention, and I need to pay close attention. I'm going to say this, too. Now, look, this is going to trip you out. They had this meme about if someone takes you out to dinner and the man says he wants to pay 50-50, and sisters get in an uproar. Wait a minute. These are the independent sisters that got good-paying jobs, they got their own home, got their own money. They want to fall back on tradition when it favors them. They want independence, and they should get it. You should get appropriate equal pay. You shouldn't be slighted because of your gender. But it's like we're going to fall back on tradition when it favors us. I don't mind getting your chair. I don't mind getting your door. I don't mind letting you walk on the inside of the street, and I'll walk on the curb. But what we do, ladies, is we want to see if there's gold diggers and sack chasers out there. I had to cancel a date because young lady wanted to go out to dinner. I was trying to get to know her. And first restaurant she mentioned was Red Lobster. So that lets me know. That lets me know that you want the high end from the get-go. See, so if I start off at Red Lobster, you ain't going to never want to go to the buffet. Because you feel like I'm a Red Lobster girl. I already know what's going to happen. Steak, lobster, and shrimp. That's going to be $45 on your plate alone, and I'm just not getting to know you. So all I'm saying is, like the Bible says, Brother Mike, treat people the way you want to be treated. Put the shoe on the other foot. Amen? So what do you think about being consistent? Talk about what it means to be consistent, and then we're going to take a music break.
Well, let me ask this. Well, you know, you brought that up about the Red Lobster, and she'll get surf and turf. Well, I'm like this, though. Dating is kind of crazy right there.
Yeah.
I feel that whoever invited the other person on a date should pay the tab.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's just what I believe, you know. Not only if he did it, but now if she invited, she should pay the whole thing. Whoever did the inviting, you know. And then it kind of leads on to what you said, consistency.
Yes,
you have to be careful with that. Consistency can be good, but it can also be tricky. You can end up painting yourself in a corner. And it goes back to what you were saying about a high-cost dinner, okay? If you start out the gate with a high-cost dinner, then you have to be consistent. You hear me?
Yeah.
You know, you may have to take a few trips to the pawn shop or something like that. I mean, you you have to keep that. You have to keep it up. You know, and then with anything, just don't go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and see, that could be a potential setup that us brothers are looking for, that a lot of women, because you see things from a female perspective, don't even consider. All you looking at to see is if the man is willing to pay. Yes, I'm willing to pay, but I'm not willing to have someone financially dig their claws down into me and try to suck everything that they can, trying to make up for the last few dates you didn't get. Or, you know what I'm saying? Gonna try to make sure I get the high end this time around. And all you're really doing is potentially sabotaging what could be a blessed relationship. Go ahead, Brother Mike. I just wanted to jump in there on that point.
But now, but let's be careful, though. Because guess what? We have some guys that want to start off on the high end as well.
Yes, sir.
You know,
right.
And it goes back to what I was saying. These guys, our fellow brothers, aren't being the men that they supposed to be. Especially in this day and age, we really need real men to lead.
Thank
with everything going on with social injustice going on, we need men leaders.
Thank
we
you.
Need everybody to pick up the banner. You know,
that's right.
We definitely need the males now more than ever to lead.
Sir.
Especially the black family. And I don't mean to make it a racial thing, but it is what
it is.
You know, we need for the black man to step up. You know,
I
agree. Need our fellow brethren to say, hey, enough is enough. Let's get together. Let's do this. And let's not have just one, round table, you know, sit there and talk. And that's it. It won't meet until another 6 months to a year. No. It needs to be back to what you just said. Consistency. You have to be consistent. You have to keep it going. You have to keep the momentum running. You know, keep the momentum momentum going. You can't rest on your laurels. You know, we had a successful meeting. It's great. Then what you gonna do now? No, you gotta strike the iron, strike while the iron is hot. You got to keep going. So we need more brothers. So that's all.
Amen. You're so right. You're so right, brother. And the point that we're making, sisters, is, and brothers, because you're so right. There are brothers out there that need to step up. We're talking to them, too. That consistency validates and leads to integrity. And see, that's what you want to see in a man. You want to see if he's consistent in his good ways, and if he's consistent in some unusual ways, that's not a mature brother. Because consistency from a man that is unstable in all his ways, the Bible declares that he's being carried about by every wind and darkness. He's carried about by emotions. He's feeling one way today, and later on that day, he's feeling another way. That is not a mature man. And I'm going to say this, too. If we take y'all out to dinner, real men do not have a hidden agenda that if I pay for your dinner, dessert is going to be at your house. Now, you don't know what that means, you inbox
me,
and I'll break it all the way down because we're looking for wife material. We're not looking for a part-time lover. We're not looking for a bed buddy. We've been there. We've done that for the most part. Thank God that we have matured to the point where we're looking for those Proverbs 31 women.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
We're having man-to-man talk right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Here's woman of God, Shakira Rogers, sending this new music. And I'm so grateful for this brother, Milton Wallace, producing artists, producing and managing you talented gospel artist. Keep sending that music, Brother Milton Wallace. I appreciate you. Here's one of God, Shakira Rogers, talking about his will. And that's what it's all about, doing God's will to the very best that we can. That's all I'm trying to do is just step into God the Father's will. Amen. Lord Jesus, that was right on time. That hit me right where I'm living, good Brother Mike. That hit me where we want to go. We want to step into God's will. We want to step into God's favor. Amen.
Yes.
That's what we're talking
amen
about.
To
we're
that.
Having,
amen.
Amen. We're having a conversation talking about man to man right here on this fire gospel experience. And I want to take the time out right now to invite everyone listening to this broadcast. I've been blessed to write two books. My first book, primarily for women and those that love and care about women that are concerned, like me and my brother Mike here are, Mike Walker. We're concerned about women. We are speaking on those things that they either may not be aware of or may not be fully aware of. Even if we're talking about the same thing, the male perspective that we want to share with y'all may give y'all a greater depth and insight on how to understand men better, because I'm telling y'all, we are just so fed up with, actually, I'm going to say we fed up with no good men, but we fed up with sisters falling for the okey-doke again and again. So we just trying to give y'all some insight. We ain't trying to act like we know it all, but there are some things that we know because we are men that you all will not be able to just put your fingers on unless men explain to you some of the inner workings of men. So listen, I'm going to invite everybody listen to this broadcast. There is a clubhouse room called Truth Lives that is founded by awesome woman of God, Dr. Victoria Dunstan. She is an author. She is a church powerhouse, a leader. She is also a gospel artist. She is talented in so many different ways. I've been invited to be a moderator of that clubhouse group called Truth Lives. We just got through embarking on her book, which she has just written, talking about truth truth outlives the scandal. We talked about those chapters in her book extensively about how to deal with having your name run through the mud. She had went through a situation of divorce where her reputation was attacked, scandalized, gossiped about, and we talked about that. So we have just completed that, and she has given me the open invitation to discuss my book, Listen to the Men, Think for Yourself, starting on November the 27th, Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. I'm inviting you all to come. We're going to have like an open book discussion about what I have been given by God to share with you ladies and you men about some things about men that you all need to know and understand. I was raised by a single parent mother. I watched her go through struggles, Brother Mike. I watched her, I'm going to say, settle for less. And, you know, my mother was not a loose woman, but I think that she lacked mentorship. She didn't have an elder woman to help her make better decisions and lead and guide her and refine her thinking. So if you all are available Saturday morning, this coming Saturday, November the 27th, I'm inviting you all to join us on the group Truth Lives with Dr. Victoria Dunstan, when yours truly, Ron E. Jefferson, we'll be discussing my book, Listen to the Men, Think for Yourself. Right now, we are here with Brother Mike Walker, and we are just having a discussion about manhood. And we just got through highlighting certain characteristics about what a man is, because sisters always want to know, what is a real man? What is a real man looking for in a woman? And we just got through discussing, Brother Mike, communication, and we just got through talking about consistency, which leads to integrity. And now I would like to put out there for our discussion transparency, because sisters always want to look at your phone and see if you got some sneaky stuff in there, or it used to be go through your clothes to see if you got some numbers in there, or if you pass by them, if you smell like an unfamiliar cologne. What does it mean in your mind when a man is willing to demonstrate transparency? What does that say about a man that's an open book?
Well, let's go back a little bit to integrity. Okay.
Okay.
And I've been told that the definition of integrity is doing the right thing even when no one is looking.
I remember okay? that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And then it fast forward and it kind of segues to transparency. You know,
okay.
You have, I mean, why lie? I mean, it's just that simple. It's a simple question. You know, six letters, two words. Why lie? Because when you lie, I know y'all hear this all the time, you got to tell another lie to cover the lie that you just told. And so on mm-hmm. and so forth. And then just simply put, don't do anything that you have to lie about. It's just
That's
that
right.
simple. You
mm-hmm.
know, you can look at my phone. You're not going to find anything.
You ain't going to find
you nothing. Know? You ain't going to find damn thing. That's all. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, here's the deal. This is what I've done in the past. And some things you should share. But there are some things that should remain private, okay? You don't
yeah.
have to tell everything. And not trying
yeah,
to be a sneak or whatever, but some things you just, you know, like they say in The Color Purple, you know, that's between you and God, okay?
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you don't need to tell everybody everything. Some things you ought to keep to yourself, but be transparent. You know, be honest. And then that's where it goes back to communication. You know, when you communicate, don't try to pull a fast one over on the other person. Don't try to
that's
pull
right.
the open door. Just be honest. This is how I feel. This is my shortcoming. Can you help me? This is where I'm falling short at. Can you help me? Is that where you falling short at? Well, what can I do to help you?
That's good, Mike.
That's it? Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good. I agree with that. And when we're talking about transparency, again, it goes back to consistency. Now, here's some real man talk. And I don't care who get mad, because they say the truth only hurt when it's supposed to. So, you know how you hear about little girls are always smarter than little boys?
I've heard that.
Well,
yeah.
Guess what? As we grow up, little boys have heard that too. So the little boys that have hidden agendas, and it starts as little boys, pinching a girl on her butt, bumping into her, just so you can get a quick, we used to call it copper feel, bump into her copper feel, and then go on about your business. See, the sneakiness don't start when we're grown. It starts as little boys. That's why having male mentorship is so crucial. So a man will see sneakiness in a little boy and straighten it out, because my elders say you have to bend the tree while it's green, because if you try to bend it once it starts getting hard, it ain't going to work. So my thing is, ladies, the sneakiness will try to overcome you all's intellect, and the way that some men are able to overcome your intellect is to get you to think below your waist as opposed to above your shoulders. What I mean by that is we are more visual creatures. You all are more audio creatures. That's why y'all like to talk and communicate. So a sneaky person will learn to speak words that they know will get you to drop your intelligence and relate more with your feelings. Amen. Mm-hmm. So once we start to get you on that feeling plane and get you off of your intelligence, where your spiritual discernment is riding along, now we want to try to get you into their realm of thinking, which is more carnal, which is more fleshly. So, and we know that women have sexual desires too, but when women have their spiritual integrities in place, they are able to reframe and restrain. But here you go. Here's tall, dark, and handsome. This is the man that meets your high standards, this high-valued man that's usually the ones that's breaking your heart, but yet and still, y'all still want to keep those standards about, you know, he got good hair and he got good eyes and he's 6'3", and he meets all your measurables, but he may be one of the very ones that's sneaky because he knows that he's getting over based on his physicality, and he's using that against you all. So while y'all are overlooking good brothers that may not be tall, dark, and handsome like the way y'all want them, y'all keep running after the men that's breaking your heart. So what happens, ladies, is when you all get involved sexually, that now he has the advantage, because now there's a soul tie that's created and your spiritual discernment has just got kicked to the curb. So you know he is physically, sexually satisfying you. He's tall, dark, and handsome, and you don't want to lose him. He probably have a good job or not, but even if he don't have a good job, guess what? He is. You are willing to let him drive your car, let him stay in your house because he looks good on you and he makes you feel good. So guess what? Your intellect is no longer a consideration for your own well-being. That's why the Bible says, wait until you get married. Then you don't have to worry about getting used for somebody's own selfish purposes, because it's true. Ain't nobody going to buy the cow when we get free milk. Amen. So I just wanted to say that, Brother Mike, because integrity goes a long way. When the conversation starts going toward the physical, toward the sexual, automatically that should be a yellow flag for y'all. And if you have made it known that you are not indulging in any type of sexual behavior with this person, guess what he's going to do? He's going to drop that mask because now you're wasting his time. So you have good brothers that are communicating, that are consistent. We have integrity, and we are telling y'all some transparent truth so that you all will understand that there are some men out there that are sincere. Where they at? Where they at? That's what they say all the time, Brother Mike. They right there. If you just pay attention, you can't see the forest for the trees. If you just pay attention, we right there. Man, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to let you open back up with the conversation, that we talk about the number of women that are available in comparison to the number of men, that men are, you know, dying young, that men are incarcerated, and that men have, you know, living an alternate lifestyle. Okay, but take into consideration that there are a lot of women out there that are still hurt, wounded, and angry and upset that don't qualify to be in a healthy relationship. Yes, they may be out there in numbers. They may be out there in numbers. But within those numbers, how many of them can really sustain a healthy relationship without being suspicious, without being defensive, without being, you know, sensitive to anything that may be said because of what you've gone through in the past? What you think, Brother Mike?
Well, there are people, both men and women, that are still in need of healing.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
If you're not healed, if you're not good to your any good for yourself, then how in the world are you going to be any good, you know, for someone else?
Yes, sir.
Healing is very important.
Very.
People, and then sometimes it seems like it's gotten to the point that they've been hurt for so long that they probably enjoy it, that they used
that they used to it.
It may, you know, somebody comes along that's going to treat them right. Oh, wow. Then here comes the paranoia and the suspicion.
He's too nice.
He's too nice. What's wrong? Where's the catch? I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. Let me watch it. So I can tell my girlfriends, yep, he was just like any other man out there. You know, when you've been hurt to the point that you start believing that nonsense that all men are dogs. You have to heal. But then here's the bigger problem right here, Brother Ron, is a woman, we're talking specifically about women, but anybody, the first step to healing is realizing that you need to be healed.
That's so true.
Okay?
Yes,
sir. Some people don't know it. They just think it got to the point it's normal. You know, that's their modus vivendi, right? No, modus operandi right there. It's normal. It's normal for me to be perpetually angry at men. It's normal for me to be angry and mistrustful. It's normal for me to have this animosity toward a man, you know, and sometimes that can spill over to their sons. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, you have to be careful with that. So that's the first step of healing. Recognizing that you need to be healed. And then once you get to that, then you got to really want to be healed. You know, people say about drug addicts or alcoholics or what have you, you know, the first step to quitting is you got to want to quit. You know.
That's true.
So you're going to have to want to be healed from all this hurt. You know, how can you be angry at all men, but then you're constantly asking where all the good men at? You know, it's either going to be one thing or the other. You know, if you wonder where all the men at, the good men at, then stop being angry.
Thank you.
Then if you're going to continue to be angry, then stop asking about where all the good men at.
Let me jump in there real quick. I posted something on Facebook the other day. I said, if you say to an angry woman that she's angry, she going to get angry. If you say to a peaceful woman she angry, she just going to smile. Because she's going to be like, no, sir, you misjudged me. I may have been angry at one point in time. And some sisters didn't understand that because they thought I was picking on them again. But what my point was is that we realized that there are some sisters out there that have been delivered from having an angry spirit in them. They have healed from their hurt. And now if someone calls them angry, they realize that, no, you just misinterpreted who I am. And they'll just smile because they'll be so happy that they're set free from that anger and that they can see it from themselves. The hardest thing to do is to try to reach somebody that have those walls up and they can't hear what we're saying because their pain is interpreting something else that we didn't even say.
Well, see, their mind is already made up. Their mind is already. You can heal the sick and raise the dead, turn lead into gold, water into wine, or whatever, you know, and get green cheese from the moon. You could do all those things.
All that, yes, sir.
But their mind is still made up that you, the male species, is trash. And that's it.
Yeah.
This is not all of them, but this is just some of them.
And that is so untrue. We realize that there are no good men out there. That's why we are aligning ourselves with you sisters so that you all can actually see and believe that there are good men out there that don't have no tricks up our sleeve because guess what? We're talking about male maturity. Tricks are for kids. I think the rabbit on the cereal box said that. And we are trying to distinguish ourselves from these men so that we want you to understand that we do communicate. We are consistent. I'm speaking some characteristics from my second book, The Man Code, Being a Man of Purpose on Purpose, where I discuss behaviors that you can tangibly see for yourself as evidence. And over a period of time, these will still be there. Talking about being transparent, being responsible, being loyal, which a lot of women think most men can't do. And then intimacy that doesn't involve intercourse. Intimacy in the way that I talk. Intimacy in the way that I look at you. I can hold your hands and not just get aroused and want to start trying to undress you. There is a level of communication that most men need to be able to graduate to where I can do something that's very sensitive, whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, that does not have sex in mind as the next move. And then we are providers. If we get to that stage, we will provide. We don't mind taking y'all out to dinner. We just don't want to be used just for dinner and fixing your car and putting gas in your tank, just like women don't want to be used just for sex. And we are protectors. I don't care what's going on. I'm going to take care of you. And then we don't mind getting emotional, Brother Mike, because, look, it's okay for men to cry. Grown men do cry. Amen?
Oh, I stay crying.
We're going to tell it like it is. Listen, Brother Mike, we have just about run out of time, so I'm going to ask you if there's some closing thoughts that you'd like to bless us with. And then after that, I want you to share any information that you would like to share about Facebook group or about Mike's Treehouse, anything that's going on locally down there in Bessemer, Alabama that you want to share. So that my listeners can follow you and support you on Facebook or wherever you would like some support.
Well, thank you. Well, the only thing I could say is to both the brothers and the sisters that we're all in this together. We're all in this together. And the black men and women now, more than ever, really need to unite. We need to talk to each other. We need to communicate with each other. We need to be honest with each other.
Amen.
We need to stop fighting each other. We just need to say, Lord, hey, this is the deal. Really be honest. If y'all end up crying, then so be it. Cry.
Yes, sir.
You know, what we say, cry together. What was that, the OJs? Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
That was
them. Be honest with each other. Until then, this nonsense will continue.
Oh, Jesus.
And it
I'm
just
so tired.
Sits us back further and further. from the goal
so drained.
That that we should be at right now.
Mm. Yes,
and
sir.
As far as the group, you know, you can find we have two groups. The parent group is Single Black Christians. It's just Single Black Christians. It's on Facebook. We have the dating group. It's a Single Black Christian Connections. You know, it's on Facebook. Then we have our community page. It's called Single Black Christians, and it's on Facebook. Just look it up, Single Black Christians. And if you do look it up on Facebook, both the group and the community page should pop up. Follow the community mm-hmm. page. You could pick up on our events that we have weekly. We have a weekly live stream called Tuesday Talk, and it airs on guess what day? Tuesday. So at 9:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, and
okay.
This past week was a good one. We had all
it
men
was.
And a lot, and Brother Ron was on there. The live stream is on our page. You see all our past videos. Go to mm-hmm. it and just make sure you follow and like that page. You'll truly appreciate it. And one last thing, follow my Facebook page. Not Facebook page, my YouTube channel. It's simply
okay.
Mike Walker SBC. S as in Sam, B as in Bob, C as in Cat. Mike Walker SBC on YouTube. And just
amen.
Subscribe. And that's about it. I can't think of anything else, my bro.
Amen. Well, listen, that platform, that panelist of brothers last Tuesday was phenomenal. I'm looking at it right now, and we have over 843 views and still counting.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very popular.
Mm-hmm.
It was
yeah.
a hit. And this is the momentum that we don't want to let die down.
Amen.
We want to continue
Amen.
This truth-telling
Amen.
So that we can
yeah.
break down these barriers, build bridges instead of walls. There are brothers out
yeah.
there that are being overlooked that have wisdom, that have knowledge, and more importantly, have
mm-hmm.
a heart of concern for relationships because
yes.
we're looking for our queen.
Yes.
We're tired of being that wallflower. We're tired of being a groomsman and never being a groom.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
just thank you, Brother Mike. I appreciate you.
You
have an open invitation to come back and sit and discuss whatever we want to talk about on this Fire Gospel Experience platform. I want you to know you got it like that, good brother. So if you want to come back, let me know. If you want to bring some of those godly men and we can have some more discussions about whatever it is we need to talk about, I would be more than happy to facilitate that for y'all and make it happen. How's that, good brother?
we pretty good. We pretty good, sir.
Amen. My prayer for you, good brothers, that God will continue to bless your mind, body, your spirit, your soul, that he will set a course for you where you walk through blessing after blessing after blessing, and then you will in turn be a wonderful, fruitful branch to the glory of God and make a difference, a positive difference in the lives of everybody that you meet. Amen. That's my prayer. And I ain't gonna
Amen. I receive that. I receive that.
Thank you
so
for
much.
Joining me. Amen.
Well,
Brother Mike Walker on this Fire Gospel Experience. I appreciate that, brother, so much. He came and did it. He did the time. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You want to be my special guest? All you got to do is get in touch with me. I'm all over the place, so to speak. I'm on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson, Facebook. And you can send me a letter, an email if you want to be a special guest. Just send it to RonaldJefferson1@AOL. That goes for you managers, you promoters, you gospel artists. If you got some MP3 music that you want played, I will certainly be more than happy to support you in your kingdom ministry for Jesus. Send me that gospel music and you'll be right in my rotation, and we'll watch you get that Stella, that Dove, that Grammy, and watch the souls that will be blessed by your gospel ministry. If you're a speaker, pastor, preacher, teacher, you don't need a big title. If you got that burning spirit inside of you and you want to share on this platform, you get in touch with me. Give me a call, 870 413-0220 is the number to call. If I can't get right back to you, woo, sometimes it do get a little busy for a brother, but I promise you, leave a message, I will get back to you. I am just serving the Lord as best I can. This Fire Gospel Experience is honestly an extension of the life I'm living. If you meet me on the east side, I'm the same. On the west side, I'm the same. If you meet me in the daytime, in afternoon, or at night, guess what? I'm going to be the same, because God has made such a profound change in my life that all I want to do is be more like Jesus. Thank y'all for tuning in. We about to hit stride, and we're going to turn this heat up. Here is man of God, Kevin Riley, talking about what love has done. Love made, love gave, and love saved. Now, that's a power right there that cannot be denied.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
You're the one who loves, you're the one who gave, you're the one I live to see. You're the one who made, you're the one who saved, you're the one who made me live. Love. You're
Hello, this is Gloria Boware, former radio and TV host, also the Music Love Awards Promoter of the Year nominee and winner. If you are a gospel artist or group and you are looking for professional promotion, you can contact me at 256-307-0617 or email me at theboarenetwork@gmail.com. I am inviting you to contact me. We are currently seeking to promote new artists and other gospel groups for conferences, revivals, and concerts. You're listening to Fire, the gospel experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. God wants you to do all that you can to bring him glory, and I want that for you as well. Until then, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
But one thing that I can see, and I think that everybody in here, well, I know that everybody in here can be a witness to, is that I learned how to trust them. And I'm talking about through everything that I've been going through. I really had to go down on my knees for real and tell God that I give you everything, because I can't do it on my own. So God gave me a song, and we got Dr. Maurice up here to help me out. Maurice, I'm going to start it off. To do the second verse. It's cool? So the song goes like this, folks. All the way down to the floor.
Learn how to trust him. I learn how to trust him. Learn how to trust him. Yeah. I will trust him.
Anybody feel the same way that I feel?
I will trust him.
Now, fellas, I need y'all the same. I need y'all to bring it down to the floor.
Anybody ever went on their knees in this pandemic and just
Can I get a witness tonight that will lift a hand and say, Lord, I will. Lord, I will. All over this room. Say, I'm trusting.
Now, brother, sing. Nice and soft. Say it. This thing you is okay.
See, I, Lord, I learned. Oh, I learned.
Through everything that I'm going through,
I will.
Nice and simple. This is what I decided to do.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Sounds of Reform featuring Maurice Yancey, letting us know once again that it's all about putting our whole trust, not just some of our trust, but our whole trust into God's unchanging hand. His grace and his mercy should be proof enough. If you've experienced God at any point in time where you can recognize it, because God is blessing the just and the unjust. The Bible declares that his grace, his mercy, his favor reigns on the just and the unjust. And you are aware of that, then you know that God has earned your trust. Amen. He certainly earned mine, and I pray that he continue to bless us so that we can praise and thank him for that. We are embracing for your thought from the book of 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. Having this discussion about man to man. Yes, it says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. I found it interesting that the Apostle Paul would speak about the descriptional characteristics of what biblical love, which is agape in the Greek, is. After all, 1 Corinthians is known as the love chapter of the New Testament. To just drop a statement about male maturity right after the descriptions for love and then continue on with a statement of our limited human capacity to even indulge in the full spectrum of spiritual knowledge according to our earthly existence really caught my attention. It says in 1 Corinthians 13 and 12, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face, now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I also am known. And then to just circle back to our final conclusional matter being of our need for faith, hope, and charity, which is another description for love. 1 Corinthians 13 and 13 says, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, and these three, but the greatest of these is charity. I find it also interesting that the final essential word for our abiding maturity is expressed as charity in the place of the word love. We may suppose then to be synonymous with each other, but I believe that it is intentionally used for men to qualify on those given terms, that love is to be given as a charitable act and not so much as an emotion felt. And that is certainly not to say that there's an absence of emotion, no, but that the act or the demonstration of love is the main objective, and whatever possible feelings they may be is the result of the act and its overflow. So let us consider that the main ingredient for male maturity is his ability to incorporate these extensions that make up the whole of what love is by what love does. 1 Corinthians 13 and 1, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. So let me say, first of all, big talk doesn't make a big man. We love to boast and brag on our accomplishments, whether they're real or imagined, potentially. But I have always believed that it's best to let our actions speak for us. And then the evidence will be there for any and all witnesses to confirm. Let those who see for themselves speak up for us rather than we ourselves. But we must also be aware when it may be overdone. Luke 6 and 26 says, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their father to the false prophet. The scriptures tell us to prepare for some among us that will speak well and plot our downfall at the same time. 1 Corinthians 13 and 4, charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself up. It is not puffed up. Amen. It goes right there. So when we have endured the different challenges in growing up, we have learned that through patience, we can overcome obstacles, which aids us in extending goodness to others that they may too overcome, in part, possibly from our contributions for the good, no matter how big or small, or our kind consideration builds bridges and not walls. Amen. Amen. So, 1 Corinthians 13 and 5 goes on to say, doth not behave itself unseemly, thinketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Let me tell y'all something about grown men. Grown men don't throw temper tantrums. We don't make embarrassing public and private adolescent displays like that. We can take a licking and keep on ticking to the high road, like expressed by former first and great lady Michelle Obama when she said, when someone goes low, we take the high road. 1 Corinthians 13 and 6, rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. After we have grazed the fields of our youth, y'all know what I'm talking about, in this world and it does in secular and carnal endeavors, we have come into a spiritual knowledge where along our life's pathway that led us to a sense of morality, a desire to know more than just our physical being, but the inner man that we are. Our spiritual lives have emerged, and we were and are able to determine right and wrong, iniquity and truth, God and the devil, or you could say this worldly system, but yes, there is a devil. We have connected to the great God, who is the power source of our very soul. We have ignited mind, spirit, and emotion. Emotional being skyrocket to new unknown heights that we never even knew and dreamed existed. And then 1 Corinthians 13 and 7 finally says, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Now, we have developed to move forward in life, not as someone who is passively just getting by from point A to point B, but able to chart new pathways of destiny for ourselves, fellow brothers, and even the next generations that are coming for us and after us as mentors, guides, and loving overseers. We have been through many life storms, and by God's grace are still here, hallelujah, representing with 100-fold intentions and accomplishments. So these are those elements combining together that when we see those things that belong to children and those of the undeveloped childish behavior, we have chosen to put those hindrances to our full maturation away from our lives and back into the playpens of our past. We all know what happens when toys and playthings are left recklessly strewn all over the place. Yes, they become hazards that can lead to tripping and falling. And we don't want to be the ones who fallen down and can't get back up. Amen. Amen. Giving you some good soul inspiration right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Something to think about. Something to refresh our thinking. Amen. Here's woman of God, Ruth Goolsbee, to let us know that here's something that should always stay on your mind. I don't care what you're going through. Jesus, he is the answer.
So you ask, what can get us through these crazy times we're living in?
Thank you. not be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand.
I can't give up on you. You did not give up on me. Even through my flaws, it's true. You still look at me perfectly. You give me my strength when I'm down.
Strongholds gripping on me tight. Living in the darkness, praying for the light. The stronger it gets, the more that I fight. Tell me what I have to do to live a better life. So many of us dealing with some type of church hurt. Every other weekend, a picture on a t-shirt. Consoling to the leaders, then they use it for their benefits. All over the pulpit, preaching but a hypocrite. Manipulating scriptures, all they do is wordplay. When the saints backslide, they don't know what to say. Blaming on rebellion, blaming on deception. Didn't take heed to the prophet rejection. I thank God you a father to the fatherless. Closer than the best friend, love so marvelous. I can't give up, you didn't give up on me. You gave up your only son so I can be free.
Give up on you, you did not give up on me. Even through my flaws, it's true. You still look at me perfectly. You give me my strength when I'm down. You lift me up when I am weak. So I can't give up.
Abundance of the heart is where the mouth speaks. You just saying in a text, put it in a tweet. If they sin against you, turn the other cheek. Give it all to the Lord, that's that perfect peace. See, you was born with a purpose, real talk. First you gotta seek him, that's a faith walk. I promise if you hold on, it will work out. Even if it take long, please don't doubt. Almost to the finish line, get ready for dinner time. Don't be conformed by the world, transform your mind. And it's a shame families can't get along, except when the loved one gets called home. I thank God you a father to the fatherless. Closer than the best friend, love so marvelous. I can't give up, you didn't give up on me. You gave up your only son so I can be free.
Give up on you, you did not give up on me. Even through my flaws, it's true. You still look at me perfectly. You give me my strength when I'm down. You lift me up when I am weak. So I can't give up. No, I can't give up. No, I can't give up on you. It's true, you still look at me perfectly. You give me my strength when I'm down. You lift me up when I am weak. So I can't give up. No, I can't give up. No, I can't give up.
Cause we're gonna give the Lord some praise today. So get up on your feet.
Got a praise on my lips. Got a praise on my lips. I got a praise on my lips. For the Lord. Gonna lift my voice and rejoice. Gotta lift my voice and rejoice. Got a praise on my lips. For the Lord. Got a clap in my hands. Got a clap in my hands. I got a clap in my hands for the Lord. Gonna clap my hands, praise him all I can. Got a clap in my hands for the Lord. Got a dance in my feet. I got a dance in my feet. I got a dance in my feet for the Lord. I gotta get up out of my seat. I gotta get up out of my seat. Dance in my feet for the Lord. I got a song on my heart. I got a song on my heart. I got a song on my heart for the Lord. Gonna sing and shout. Gonna sing and shout. I got a song on my heart for the Lord.
I'm gonna praise,
gonna praise
for the Lord.
so good to get that praise up out of my belly, up out of my spirit, and just give God his just due praise from my heart, from my mind, off my lips in all sincerity. And then I'm going to back all of that good praise up with some obedient living, which is proof and evidence that that is sincere, real praise. Thanking each and every one of y'all for tuning in on this fire gospel experience. Before, we just heard from Norman Killam with I Gotta Praise. We heard from the gospel group I Am Forgiven with Can't Give Up. We just got a good spiritual flow on this fire gospel experience, and I appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in. Also grateful for man of God, Mike Walker, for coming in and having this man-to-man discussion. We're going to continue these type of discussions until we can see some improvement, some coming together between men and men and men and women, and be effective disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. I would just like to leave you all with one final word. Talking about man to man, well, guess what? Spiritual transformation, which is the main component to male maturity, starts on the inside out and not outside in. You got to get it in your spirit. Got to get it in your mind. And then it would just flow straight up out of you. I want to leave you all with Woman of God, Tamika Peterson, and Few Chosen and Stereo, because we're going to go out on this bad boy fire gospel experience praising God. And we're going to let Woman of God lead us in the praise, because we just don't clap our hands. We're going to praise our God. Thank you, Woman of God. Tamika Peterson, Few Chosen, and Stereo. Come on, y'all. Let's get our praise on. Go on and clap your hands unto the Lord. Until next time, y'all be blessed in Jesus and Jesus alone.
Hey, it's another one. Come on. Yeah. Tamika Peterson.
Yeah.
Few Chosen.
Clap your hands and praise them. Clap your hands and praise them. For all that he has done, the victory is won. Yeah.